Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited Q3 and 9-month FY24 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which J. Kumar Infra Projects has uploaded on the stock exchange and the website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning J. Kumar Infra Projects' business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta, MD, J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Kamal Gupta. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects, I welcome everyone to the Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call of the company. Joining me on this is Mr. Nalin Gupta, MD, Mr. Madan Biyani, our CFO, and our IR team. I hope everyone had an opportunity to look over our results. The presentation and press release have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and our company's website. We are delighted to announce another quarter of strong and all-round performance for Q3 FY24, including top-line growth of 15%, improvement in our PAT margins to 6.8%, as well as further strengthening of balance sheet, including moderation in our working capital cycle days to 130 days as compared to 138 days in Q2 FY24. In fact, FY24 has been a historic year for us so far in terms of order awarding. The company achieved the largest accretion in its order book and witnessed substantial revenue growth during 9-month FY24. We have already been awarded projects worth 8,061 crores in current fiscal, with robust bid pipelines suggesting further awards in the current fiscal year. We believe that India will emerge as one of the fastest-growing infrastructure drivers in the world, marked by an unprecedented investment going into virtually every part of its transforming infrastructure story, whether it is airports, ports, railway stations, metros, expressways, water treatment projects, or roadways. On the other hand, we believe that a sectoral shakeout, higher construction benchmarks, and rising pre-qualification standards have led to an industry-wide consolidation. This trend favors larger companies with robust balance sheets, enabling them to address even bigger opportunities and strengthen their market position. Coming to the performance highlights for Q3 FY24, J. Kumar's revenue from operations for Q3 FY24 grew by 15% to 1,219 crores as compared to 1,062 crores in Q3 FY23. The operating margin for Q3 FY24 grew by 18% to 179 crores as compared to 152 crores in the preceding year. The PAT for Q3 FY24 grew by 16% to 83 crores as compared to 71 in the previous year. Coming to the performance highlights for 9-month FY24, the revenue from operations for 9-month FY24 grew by 13% to 3,454 crores as compared to 3,069 crores in 9-month of FY23. The operating margin for 9-month FY24 grew by 14% to 501 crores, and the PAT for 9-month FY24 grew by 14% to 229 crores as compared to 201 crores in 9-month of FY23. Even the PAT margins have gone up as compared to previously and stands at 6.6%. The operating EBITDA margin also stands at 14.5% for 9-month as compared to 14.3%. And for Q3, the EBITDA margin stands at 14.7% as compared to 14.3% of the preceding year. Our total order book as of 31st December 2023 stands at 16,744 crores. The order book includes metro projects contributing around 30%, elevated flyovers, corridors contributing around 34%, roads and tunnels contributing around 25%, and other contributing 12%. We now begin with the question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while question queue assembles. And the first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Before asking a question, just a clarification and also a request. So the clarification is order book in presentation, page 13, we have mentioned 16,774 crore. But in the press release, it is 16,744 crore order book. So what's the right number of order book?
So it's 16,744 crores is the right figure, Shravan. Maybe by this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Second is, sir, this time we have removed the project-wise order booking from our presentation. If you can continue the previous policy, it would be better for all the investors and analysts in terms of the project-wise forecasting the revenue. So that's the request.
Yes, Shravan. So this time, like we are given in segment-wise, because, you know, it has been decided in the board that it should be given segment-wise since the projects are increasing.
And
so, you know, looking to everything else also, we decided giving it segment-wise. And if anything particular you require project-wise, you can get in touch with our finance team. They will give you whatever details are required. So no worries.
Okay. Now coming to the, in terms of the, wanted to check on the guidance. So for this year, we previously had said 4,800 crore revenue and 14-15% EBITDA margin, and for FY25, 16-17% revenue growth and 15-16% EBITDA margin. So what's the revised number?
Well, so we stick to the guidance given by us of around 15% growth for the FY24. Wherein we should be around 4,800 crore is the top line with a 14-15% EBITDA margin. If you look at the EBITDA margin of current quarter of Q3 also, you will find it is at 14.7%. And so we are working hard towards achieving this margins, and we are very confident with the current order book. For this year, we will be able to maintain EBITDA of 14-15%. And in the coming 6 to 8 quarters, we will be trying our best to take this EBITDA margin from 14-15 to 15-16%. And with the order books that we have backed, we are quite, expecting that we will be able to achieve this 15-16% EBITDA in this coming 6 to 8 quarters. And for FY25, again, I think this is too early for us to comment on this number as of now, because the new orders that has come will take some time to get materialized into terms of revenue. So I think Q1 will be the right time to really talk in terms of the exact numbers where we'll be achieving for FY25. But yes, 15% is surely what we are, 15% plus on the higher side, we should be expecting a top line.
Okay, got it. And on the order inflow, so already received is number is there 8,661 crore. But in terms of how much is L1, so I think Harinagar and Delhi Transport, so what's the value, how much is the L1 projects?
So we are L1 in projects worth around 3,024 crores, wherein there are two projects of Harinagar building projects for NBCC. There is a coastal road project that we are L1 into the Mumbai coastal road from Varsova to Dahisar, which is from DMC. And the other coastal road project that we have bagged is from SIDCO, which is for the Navi Mumbai side coastal area. So all these four projects put together would be around 3,024 where we are L1, and we expect substantial order out of this to be converted into the order book within this quarter.
Okay, so SIDCO value is how much?
915 crores.
915 crores SIDCO. And Harinagar is 270, and Delhi Transport Sorry, sir.
Harinagar is like, you know, there are two projects. Both the projects put together is around 830 crores plus GST, without GST, yeah.
Okay, 830. And Delhi Transport, that is already converted into LOA?
No, this is L1 position, Shaman.
That is the Harinagar project.
Okay, so now how much more we can look at in terms of bagging in next 2 months, and how much value of projects that we have already bidded where the bid is yet to open, and how much are we planning to bid?
We have already bidded for projects worth around 3,100 crores in different parts of the country. So that are there, and within these 2 months, we expect further around projects of around 5 to 10,000 crore in this 2 to 3 months is what we are expecting. So these projects will be depending upon when is the final date of submission, but there are some MSRDC jobs, some DMC jobs, metro jobs that we are in the process of bidding.
Okay, got it. Now, a couple of balance sheet items, if you can help me. Inventory, absolute inventory, trade receivable, trade payable, mobilization advance, retention money, and unbilled revenue.
So, inventory, is almost 998 crores both put together, raw material and WIP. You can hear me, Shavan?
Yeah. 998. So in September it was 367. So against that, what's the number of inventory?
I told you, still stores and all is almost 447 crores, and work progress, which we call unbilled revenue also, that is around 550 crores. So this put together is 998 crores. Trade receivables is 1200 crores or so.
Trade payable?
500 crores or so trade payable. And
okay,
you talked about mobilization advance, I believe, so 380 crores or so.
Okay, and retention money?
Retention money, the receivable side is 290 crores. Yeah.
Okay, and in terms of the capex till date, how much we have done and how much more we are looking at, and for FR25, GMLR, now if anything has been kind of finalized, so how much we can do? Last time we said 350, 400 or crore can be done for FR25.
For GMLR, basically this capex is not yet, we have finalized the order, but the capex would happen in a in 1 to 2 years time, spread to 400 crores.
Okay, in 9 months how much we have done and how much is left for the fourth quarter?
3 crores is what we have done in 9 months and 11 crores in Q3.
Okay, so in the fourth quarter, how much more we will be doing?
We have given a guidance of 150 crores, Shravan, for FY24. In the fourth quarter, till the fourth quarter. But I think it will be slightly reduced. So, like, let's see how much is done. So, maybe something will spill over to the next year.
Okay. Got it. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parishit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Yes, Parishit.
So my first question is on the total bid pipeline. So over the next 6 months, so we are entering an election season. So how do you see the bid pipeline, total prospect pipeline for you?
So we're looking to a bid pipeline of around 30-35,000 crores in coming 6 to 9 months.
And so what will be the guidance like for this year, sir? Now, any revised guidance for the order info for FY24, and how much you're expecting growth on that in FY25?
So yeah, we have already secured projects worth 8,000 crores in FY23-24, and like we are expecting by the year ending closing by FY24, it should be 10,000 to 11,000 crores. Order inflow, taking our order book to around 17,000 to 18,000 crores. And for coming year, we are expecting around 6,000 to 7,000 crores of additional inflow on a conservative side. So let's see how it
comes and what are the opportunities coming after the elections.
Okay. And this is the last question, sir. I think in the past few quarters, we had embarked on transforming our audit processes, and we were, had hired internal auditors, I think, Big Four, and we had, and we started the journey of moving towards a Big Four or a auditor in our company listed entity. So, so how is the journey where we are in the transformation now? So when do we expect any decision being taken on that?
So this auditor's appointment, you must be aware, is as per the rotation policy as per the company is at. So the existing auditor, I will just check, very soon would be completing his that rotation cycle. And you are right, we are already in our process to assess as per the company is growing and all, so we are waiting for that rotation of the last auditor to complete, after which the board and the management will take an appropriate call.
In fact, we have already taken Deloitte as our for internal audit, management audit. So for the transition, Parikshit, like, you know, we are having that flavor, and like the transition should be smooth. So Deloitte is already on board for our internal management reviews, audits. It should be done soon, yeah.
Okay, and this is the last question, sir. So how has been the payment cycle? If you can give some color on what kind of debt numbers you're looking at the year end, and on the working capital side, do you think any challenges are there, or everything is smooth now in terms of collections, payments from clients?
So debt for the year end should be around 650 crores, and the working capital cycle is, in fact, has been reduced from 130 days to 130 days now, purchase. And like, you know, the payments are coming smooth. The payments doesn't look to be any issues in any of the departments where we are working.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and wish you the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, I just wanted to know what is the impact this having state government at same state government of the double engine government in both at center and state is having on our order book, and especially in states we are in, and what about the states where the government is of different party other than BJP in center? So what is the impact it is having? And sir, second thing is about the receivables and the concerns which are there in this particular sector on write-off, receivables, debtor days. How are we planning to tackle that, sir? And how good is this double engine government for us, sir, in our business, sir? Yeah, thank you.
Well, Vivek, I think more than what we would say, what is seen in the industry is quite obvious, that all the political parties coming, they have to push the Indian infrastructure, which is main sector, from where the entire focus and the vote bank comes in from. So if you look at the entire last 10 years, there has been a good growth overall in terms of infrastructure segment, and the government is infusing more and more money into this sector, because that is the only sector through which the employment generation and a chain effect of giving business to the entire industries comes in from. And if you look at our order book itself, and overall in terms of the other competitors as well, you will see that the order books are going high for most of the companies. So political parties changing, I think, this is my personal view, that there is not going to be any impact whether BJP comes or any other government for that matter, because everybody has to show a growth in the infrastructure segment wherein we would get a chance for the next term. And it's our, as far as Jay Kumar is concerned, we have been having decent relations with all political parties in terms of doing a good work with good speed and quality. So we don't see any reason where in the coming this financial year also there would be any impact on the order books or revenues.
What about the receivable issues, debtor days, and the other concerns plaguing the sector of infrastructure?
Exactly, I didn't get your point. Like, what issue are you trying to address?
Basically, our company sector is in the infrastructure, wherein delayed payments, high debtor days, receivables, write-offs have been an issue, sir. So in the past, sir.
If you talk about government sector, Gautam, you will not find any write-offs or any write-off of means, you know, receivables happening or something like that. It's 43 years we have been working into government sector, and there has not been any abnormal delays in payment or any bad debt sort of situation which has ever been seen. Sometimes it happens if there are some variations or any sort of you know, change of scope that happens. In that condition, there are some payments being delayed due to the finalization of rates or something like that. But otherwise, on a monthly basis, the routine billing cycle is going on, and the receipt is also happening in a comfortable way.
And the consolidation in the sector is helping our company also, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Mr. Vivek.
And sir, one more thing, sir, is on the past, if I go through, because I recently started tracking the company, if you can pardon me for the same. In the past, there were some serious issues on the call. SEBI and other people had raised the query. So all those have been sorted out, sir, and what was the issue, and how did we sort it out, sir? So just give comfort on the.
Mr. Vivek, this is a very old issue of 2015-16, where of all this BMC blacklisting or of the SEBI misunderstandings, whatever were there, those all are well sorted, and the blacklisting has been completed in 2019, and we have back orders from the same department of around more than 6,000-7,000 crores. So there is no reason of being worried about the BMC issue, because it's, you know, deep into the grave, and the problems has well been sorted. There were issues which has already been sorted, and SEBI also, there is no issue, and it has been already closed from all the ends.
Excellent, sir. And if you can just highlight our some USP of our company. So for example, the experience and the infrastructure we have for the tunnel boring machine, I believe others are not having. If you can just highlight the differentiating factor and the USPs. And in the Delhi region, where I stay, I believe the project execution work has been done at a very good pace. And is it true that Dwarka Expressway work we had taken over from our big competition, and still we have been able to execute it on time, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Vivek. So as what you're rightly saying, J. Kumar works in a very niche area. We don't do normal conventional road work, you know. So we are only into structures and complicated projects and very prestigious projects. If you see all our projects, whether it's the Dwarka Expressway, whether it's like, you know, it's one of its kind of projects wherein one civil engineer will see all sort of structures in one particular project. So we believe in latest technology, novel ideas, first of its kind work. We are doing the first ever shallow tunnel of 3.5 kilometers in the Dwarka Expressway, Delhi. So like this GMLR project of Mumbai is the first biggest ever tunnel boring machine in India, which we bought like 14.5 meter dia. So this is again with J. Kumar. We have been doing, like, you know, these metro stations, which was first done by us with complete precast technology. Again, this has been started repeating by other peer competitors and departments. Chennai project is like, you know, again, a 20 kilometer elevated double-decker flyover elevated corridor along the Kovam River. So, you know, we believe in doing all these complicated and technically challenging projects. So, like, this is what you're asking, right?
And also, we would like to mention that for tunneling, we are among the only two companies in India who has a huge fleet of tunnel boring machines. And J. Kumar is one of the only companies, I would say, who is doing the smallest dia of tunnel boring machine jobs in India, to the largest dia of tunnel ever been constructed in India of 14.5 meter. Even the coastal road project, which is already the tunnel work is executed, and the other tunnel works which are going on pan-India, including Mumbai of Thana-Borivali or Orange Gate or any other project, at around 10 to 11 meters. And this is a 14.5 meter huge dia tunnel, which has never been ever constructed in India, and we have taken up this job. So as Mr. Kamal has already mentioned, we take up only niche complicated jobs, wherein we are able to do these jobs in a much better way and make good EBITDA margins of what we have been doing.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gautam.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. So my first question is on the pipeline. You said that you're looking at 30,000-35,000 crore worth of projects. Is it possible to give some granular details about this big pipeline segment-wise, which are the orders they think which is sizable and which you think it should get closed? Because we understand that given the election, most of the companies are saying that there's a delay in closure of civil work, there's a delay in finalization, and this delay can sustain for the next 8 to 9 months.
So as rightly told by you, Mr. Mohit, like, because of the elections, this two months, that is April and May, March and April, will be a cooling period when they cannot award any new contract or they cannot come out with any new contract. But of course, the project which has been in pipeline, the process will go on. That is one. So what we have been saying, in coming 9 months, we'll be bidding for around 30,000-35,000 crores for projects. So like that includes a lot of verticals, whether it's metros, elevated corridors, tunnels, buildings. So MMR region itself has a lot of projects coming up, my dear. The metro itself has, like, you know, MMR is coming up, new metro lines. Agra is coming up with new metro lines. Delhi metro is coming up with new metro lines. The bigger ones only I'm talking. And Mumbai MMR region, Pune metro is coming.
Nagpur
is coming. And MMR, you must be aware of this multimodal corridor that is from Virar to Alibaug, plus the Pune Ring Road. This project worth are around, like, you know,
30,000 crores.
You know, this itself. So we have already been qualified in this, and the bidding will be started. So this will be the bigger ones. We will also quoting for some elevated stretches in Mumbai of VMC and MMRDA. Also, we'll be quoting for some tunnel projects of MORTH and NSIBL, which are in pipeline. So, and so there's some building projects of, like, you know, railway stations and hospital buildings. So these are the projects what we are intending to bid in coming 9 months, Mr. Mohit.
Is there a similar pipeline of railway station redevelopment, or and are we bidding for it?
Sorry? Can you come back?
Is there a significant pipeline of railway station redevelopment?
Yeah, so Delhi Railway.
For it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Delhi Railway, we are trying. There are some qualification issues, but we are trying for that, Mr. Mohit.
And this last question is on the CapEx side. I think you mentioned, just clarifying, this 150 crore this year. And what is the number next year, sir? 200 crore. Is that right number?
CapEx.
Capex, yeah.
We were looking for around an additional, apart from our routine maintenance capex of 150 crores, we are looking for around 250 to 400 crores in coming 2 years. So next year may see around 250 crores of capex, you are right.
And that is mainly because of the GMLR project where we have to purchase the tunnel boring machine. So that's going to again add a, because that's a unique type of machine and we have to buy for this specific project.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I was saying that just two questions on my side. Firstly, what is the status of the appointed date for our Chennai NHI orders that we got?
So it's 23rd November 23.
We've received for all the four orders.
Sorry?
All the four orders.
All the four projects on the same day, you're right. All the four packages on the same day.
And so just now out of the total order book, what is our current order book under execution?
For the total, you're on company level, you're saying, right?
Yes.
So except, I would say this coastal road and GMLR where the work has been recently awarded, Chennai also we have started the work.
All
so
entire 11.
I would say out of this 17,000 less.
16,700.
Yeah, so around 17. So 17 minus, I would say around 7. So around, means this Chennai has also started. So GMLR will only start, the preparatory works have started. But all other works, so around 13,000 crores
So no, all 16,700 crores projects are started. Of course, as what Mr. Nalini is saying, some of the new projects of GMLR and Sukho Postal, the projects are started. So the revenue generation will be after 2-3 months. But the projects are all started. All the projects what we are talking are started. 16,744 crores.
Okay. Sure. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rehan from Equitree. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a quick question. On page 13 of the presentation, I can see that the segment-wise breakup, metro cumulatively is 29%. It's slightly lower than our average because we are stronger in the metro segment. Any reason for the same, or do you see any projects coming up or orders that are coming up which will take this number to, you know, higher of the entire pie?
So, Mr. Nehan, it's about, not only about metro. See, it's all about the opportunity and our strength in the particular sector. So, as we told, we work in very niche area where there is some engineering required. So, you know, when we got this opportunity of 2-3 bigger projects of like this 3,700 crores of elevated corridor of double decker at Chennai and this biggest tunnel project of India, that is the GMLR project. So, we grab this opportunity. So, it's not, whenever we get this good opportunity, the mix, it keeps changing. Metro, of course, well, we are strong. Metro flyovers are similarly, similar projects in terms of equipments and technology. So, these are similar sectors.
Okay. Right. Second question would be the, on the part of the execution, how does a company of such a high caliber scale up the execution? Like, we see a robust order book and we see the order inflows repeatedly increasing. So, how do we see faster execution? What are the bottlenecks that J. Kumar would have to clear for faster execution?
I think, Mr. Rehan, we are already on a very fast-track execution. We are urban contractors. If you see, like, you know, we are not working much in greenfield. So, in urban contractors, we do quantify this timeline before bidding only. And well versed with this. And, you know, that's why... if you say our margins are better because we utilize our resources much better as compared to the peers, and like the pace of the execution is also going very well and very fast speed according to us.
And all this work that we have taken up, the new projects also, like the Dwarka project has almost been completed. It's just some handing over things are going on. So for our Chennai project also, we have already mobilized, the same team has started mobilizing and executing the work at Chennai. For GMLR also, which is the same tunneling job like an underground metro, as J. Kumar, we have been quite experienced contractors into this metro sector for more than around 12 years now. So all these works are the routine work that we have been doing at a bigger scale. So all the key position team has already been appointed on these projects. And it was taken up well properly with setting up of casting yards, and all activities have started. So there is no reason why we should be concerned about the progress or about the you know, scaling up of this execution. We are quite confident to take it up very comfortably.
Got it. And out of this current order book, as someone asked in the queue earlier as well, that the executable orders, like out of the entire order book of 16,000, close to 17,000 odd crores, there are no blocks in any of them. Like, have we started foundation or any, like, basic and all the basic structure in all of the project? Is there some bottlenecks and permissions left in part of the order book?
All are into current execution, so there is no stalled projects at all.
So one project of Coastal Sidco was waiting for the permission for like 6-8 months before, but even that is received 2 weeks back. So even that is started. All the preparatory works of the new projects have started, and where the project was like 4-5 months back, the foundations are also started.
Great. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Right, Mr. Rehan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dinesh from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Is my voice on?
Yeah. Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get a view on competitive scenario in underground and elevated metro projects. This is my first question.
Yeah. What exactly do you want?
So Nivesh, in terms of competition, I would say competition is there everywhere, and no sector is such that there is no competition, I would say. But when it comes to larger projects, I think the area of competition into the larger projects is comparatively less, I would say, or more reasonable, I would say, because the qualification to, I would say, JKumar and L&T, we are among the two companies who have such larger certificates in single ticket size of having previously executed works, where the amount of contractors bidding for such type of work is quite rational bidders and not erratic bidding that you see or unreasonable bidding. So competition is there, but metro sector and the areas where JKumar expertise into, like I would say the elevated corridors, expressways, or where more structures are involved, tunneling is involved, these areas are expertised area of JKumar. So there is a fair competition, I would say, and not unreasonable as compared to the road sector that you can see.
Correct. Thank you, sir. And could you please elaborate on the margin difference in underground as well as elevated metro projects?
So, well, if you see, Mr. Jinesh, JKumar, we work with an average EBITDA margin of around 14-15, which we are further trying to scale up. And that is a margin, that's an average margin that we make on this overall works. So some projects would also give you 18%, some would give you 12%. So as a specific, we cannot say that, you know, what is the difference between underground and elevated. On an average, we can say around 14-15% is the bidding range through which we bid for. And that's how we have been able to sustain. And again, there are economy of scale, better optimum utilization of your resources. So all this put together is what we make this margin of 14-15.
It is also about, like, you know, what opportunity you get to optimize your designs and do some value addition. So that may be also in underground or maybe also in an elevated corridor, Mr. Jinesh.
Okay, thank you, sir. And the last question, how do you see this metro division going ahead in your order book in couple of years further?
So there is lot of opportunities all across the country. Even if you talk of Bombay, Bombay is coming up with new metro lines, Metro Line 10, 11, 12. Pune Metro is further going up for the next phases. One of the tender we will be submitting in a week's time. Actually, the submission was yesterday, tomorrow, but it's been shifted by around a week. Again, we are bidding for Bhopal, Agra, Patna. So metro works you can see all across. And I think for another 10 years down the line, this sector is going to keep booming because it's not restricted to tier 1 or tier 2 cities anymore. And again, for this opportunities, it is as a national level, there are so much of infrastructure works all over that the percentage that you see that has been dropped at 29 is because of the other bigger ticket size order books that we have backed. So that doesn't mean that the metro sector is going down or something. It's basically the type of work that we have backed, like this tunneling job of GMLR and the Chennai Elevated Corridor. The ticket sizes are so big that constitute, these two works constitutes around 7,000 crores. So that's how the percentage metric seems to be that metro is going down. But that's not so.
And we will continue to be in metro for...
Because that's one of our very specialized area with all the equipment, plant and machinery that we have for those zones. But as Mr. Kamal mentioned, it's also been utilized into like the elevated metro or elevated flyover. Similar types of plant and machineries are required. So utilization of that is happening to the optimum. So that's what we are interested for.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for the clarity. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dinesh.
The next question is from the line of Mahesh from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to understand how much is the non-fund based bank limits now, as of now?
One second, Mr. Mahesh. Okay.
So you want the fund-based and non-fund-based limits?
Yes, sir.
So we have a sanctioned limit of around 3,600 crores, wherein 73% has been utilized, that is around 2,600 crores. And what else do you want out of it?
No, I just wanted that. I mean, we have exhausted 73% of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sure. And sir, we have an ambitious target of achieving $1 billion of revenue by 2027. So in this journey, we need to raise any fund for this or internal accrual will be sufficient for us?
So right now we don't have any plans, and our internal rules are good enough to sustain the thing. But let's see going forward how it works.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viren Shah from Periscope, the family office. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Mr. Shah.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had a question that it seems that there is a 50% jump in interest cost year on year. So, like, is the company planning to use more debt and increase the leverage to boost the profit, or like, do you have plans to reduce the debt in future? I understand that there is a lot of capex going on, and that's why you might need debt. So, like, do you have any plans to bring that down in the future?
The debt. So, see, we are at a very comfortable debt equity of 0.24. What else was the question? I'm a bit like confused.
The interest cost, like through the income statement, the interest cost was like 50%. There is a 50% jump in interest cost. Like it was 33 crores this year, and in the like third quarter FY23, it was 22 crores. So, like that's why I brought this question that if there increase in leverage.
Yeah. This was particularly for like couple of some additional. We have secured some NCLT projects in liquidation. So we've taken a loan of 90 crores for that. So that was the processing and the interest fee what we have paid. So probably that has made it jump. So we are very much conservative and like, you know, sure to maintain this interest cost well within the limit, Mr. Shah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
sir, any visibility for the order book of 20,000 crores? Can we achieve that in by 2027?
Visibility for 27?
Yeah,
so we are looking for an order book of around 25,000 crores by FY27. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, in the presentation that has been shared on the website, BC website, so we have a PAT margin of 6.7.
You're not audible so well. Can you be a little louder, please?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
So we have a PAT margin of 6.7% as of FY23. So can we say we can achieve a higher margin in the coming years in FY24, FY25?
Yeah, so like if you see our operating margin also, which was like 14.3 or 14.5 has gone up to 14.7 in this quarter. So we are expecting a higher margin and better margin since our margin has already been approved, improved, and we are expecting to further improve our margins in coming quarters. As Nalin had already told before, in coming 6 quarters, we are planning to have a improved margin of 15 to 16%, which was earlier 14 to 15% operating level.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ruben Matthew from Equity Intelligence India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Just a simple question. I read in the news that you had recently acquired Pranav Construction. So do you mind just sharing maybe the idea behind this? How would this benefit J. Kumar?
We have acquired this company called Pranav Systems, which is into fabrication and manufacturing of homework systems and centering systems. So this is a company which is doing an excellent job in terms of high precision molds and shuttering centerings. So this company went into the NCLT and we have acquired this for looking at the nature of work that we are into. So it was a value for money deal. So we have acquired this and this will help in having assurance in terms of the dependency that we have on the timely delivery of molds, shuttering and centering for all our elevated and underground projects.
Okay. And there's no liabilities that come with this, right? I mean, since you took it from the bankruptcy court?
It's the only liability that we have to pay against this acquisition, which also includes the...
Yeah, Mr. Matthew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I was saying was that the total cost of acquisition for J. Kumar for this Pranav company is 45 crores. So any liabilities that was been due for Pranav is their moderation. Our total cost of acquisition is 45, which includes the entire assets, the factory or the machineries that this company has. So I think it's a good deal that we have bought for.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Abhishek from HIM Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congratulations for great set of numbers. So my question is regarding like our order book of 16,700 crores, Maharashtra share is 58%. So sir, are we planning to diversify to more geographies?
Mr. Abhishek, as you must have seen, we have expanded geographically also and sector-wise also, you know. So, initially we were only into transportation, then like, you know, the share which is changed now. So, south, we took a small work in Bangalore first, Karnataka. Now, we took a big portion of 3,570 crores of NHAI project in Chennai. And again, we took a additional project in Chennai of 560 crores. So we are right now working in Chennai, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Maharashtra in a big way, NCR, Delhi, Lucknow, that is UP and Gujarat. So, you know, we have already spread our wings in all these states and further also if we get good opportunities, we are bidding for those projects and given opportunity, we will go for that.
Okay. And sir, we are bidding for Madhya Pradesh metros also, Bhopal and Indore.
Yeah, we have bidded for Bhopal metro.
Bhopal tender has already been bidded by us and the bids have to open.
Okay, sir. And sir, next question is regarding, sir, are we also bidding for airport projects?
Airports, like, you know,
most of the projects in airports nowadays are into privatized sector. So because of that, there are no huge opportunities as such into this sector. But whenever there are like some private works, government works coming up, we will try for it.
Okay. And sir, what will be our peak debt level for FY25?
Our debt level right now is 622 crores and by FY25 we expect it to be less than 650 crores only.
Okay. Sir.
24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the year end, right.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So just one question on the revenue guidance. What is the revenue guidance for next year?
The revenue guidance for next year again will be, as Mr. Nalin told, 15% plus. So like this year we are talking around 4,800 crores. So there will be a 15% plus jump for the next year also.
Got it. And you also said 6,000-7,000 crores of order inflow. So that was for FY25, right?
Yeah, exactly.
For the coming year. So, right. Coming year. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dollar Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Sir, what is the cash level as on December?
Around 520 crores, which includes FD and all other cash and bank balances. 530 crores, I would say.
Sorry, 530 crores?
530.
Okay. And in terms of the working capital days, I think you have mentioned 130 days. So, sorry?
130.
Yeah. So, any further reduction is possible because previously we were looking at around 120 odd days. So, just trying directionally, there is still scope to reduce.
It is possible. It is
our target is to achieve like around 120-25 days, Mr. Shah. That is right.
Okay. And in terms of the fund-based limit, so last time it was 967 odd crore. So is the number same and how much we have utilized?
Fund-based is, yeah, 976 crores is the limit.
Utilized.
420 crores is utilized now, which is 43%.
Okay. 420. Okay. And in terms of this, particularly this Chennai elevated where we have got the appointed date, so we will be definitely seeing a revenue booking to be there from this quarter Q4 onwards.
From Q4, there will be some revenue booking. You're right.
Okay. And sir, broadly, any of the projects which are likely to be completed in the next three to six months, so if you can highlight the couple of projects which will be completed, like Line 5 and 6 underground.
So we have recently opened this new Navi Mumbai Metro Rail. And coming to this Mumbai Metro Line 3, that is from Kolhapur to Shift, the first phase of 12 km from Shift to BKC, the trial run will be started in this month, February only, and I think it will be led by Honorable Prime Minister, sir. And by April end, I think this line should be ready to put into operations, Metro Line Underground. Also, our Santacruz-Chembur Link Road, the critical portion of cable stay is balanced, which will take another six months. So by July, even that should be through. And all other works, yeah, these are the works which will be completed in this coming three, four months.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So just to clear my confusion on this order book situation, so you said bid pipeline for the next six to nine months is around 35,000-39,000 crores, correct?
30,000-35,000 crores is what.
30,000-35,000. Okay. And can you please just repeat at this moment how many, what amount of projects have been bidded for by the company? And by FY24 end, what will be your order book number?
So we have already bid 40,000 crores of projects.
Okay.
And by FY24, our order book, we are looking for a closing order book of around 17,000-18,000 crores, wherein we have already bagged 8,000 crores of projects, and we are L1 in the 3,000 crores of projects.
L1, 3,000. Okay. Got it. So 17, you were looking at ending. Okay. No problem. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Khushbu Gandhi from Share India Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Manageable.
Okay. So question was that aim is.
Sorry, ma'am, your audio is not clear.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Now it is good.
So my question is that since we are aiming to reach 1 billion by FY27, so most projects should be at 20% CAGR. And looking at the strong order book, are we just being conservative of stating 15% revenue growth for next year, or we are looking for the projects would be starting a little bit delayed, and that's why the revenue would be on 15%?
So Khushbu, if you look at the order books that we have bagged of this 10,000-11,000 crore for this fiscal year, all these order books have flown in Q3, Q4. So because of this, the actual revenue contribution, like if you talk about GMLR, so it's an underground project wherein the main tunneling work would start after, I would say, in FY25 is where it will start generating substantial revenue because the major portion in the GMLR job is of tunneling. So I would say that, and in the basic, any elevated project also, if you see, around four to six months is gone minimum into the preparatory works, design preparation, soil investigation, survey jobs. So in FY25, there won't be any major substantial contribution, which we will see in FY26 coming in a big way. So that's the reason we said that for FY24-25, there would be 15% we are sure of what it will happen. And by Q1, we will be able to get more gauge about what is the
status of progress of work, wherein we can revise this guidance to be more precise way.
And Ms. Khushbu, it's like, you know, we have a tendency like we always say less and do more. So we always believe in surpassing our guidance.
Okay, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta for closing comments.
I would like to thank once again to all of you for joining us on this call today. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you so much to all. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Jay Kumar Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.